You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Coming up here on 5 minutes after 7, The Commute with Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Thank you very much for being here with me this morning. All right, now, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Very much in the news because en route to an easy re-election battle, his staff had been searching for Democratic mayors to endorse Chris Christie, who's, of course, a Republican, to show how bipartisan his appeal was. And some mayors bit, some did not, one of whom, the mayor of Fort Lee, New Jersey, soon found traffic tied up for no good reason entering the George Washington Bridge from Fort Lee. Turned out that the traffic was tied up on purpose as political retribution. So this became a big scandal. And the issue is, did Chris Christie do this? Turns out he did not. And so, did he even know about it? No, he didn't know about it either, he said. And there have been exhaustive attempts to find different, you know, an email here, a conversation there. That ain't working. So now the media are off the Democrats looking for side issues. Like whether Hurricane Sandy aid was tied to support. And so, in other words, what they were hoping to get didn't materialize. So that was Chris Christie's turn in the spotlight as a national political figure, despite being a state governor. Now we've got Wendy Davis. Wendy Davis wants to be the next governor of Texas. She's currently state senator. She became a national figure. Big write-up in Vogue magazine and all sorts of publications and lots of media coverage, just fawning media coverage. She participated in a filibuster wearing pink running shoes in favor of abortion rights, basically. She was filibustering a bill that would have made it illegal to have an abortion past 20 weeks. Of pregnancy. And for this, she became a celebrity and she became the tip of the spear that was going to turn Texas from a red state into a blue state. That's what they call battleground blue state. And part of her appeal is in her remarkable individual story that she was a poor, divorced teenage mom. Living in a trailer, scraping by, looking after her kids, and somehow she made it through college and then through Harvard Law. And the Dallas Morning News, they wanted to be a puff piece, had to come out with the fact that a lot of her story appears to have been made up or exaggerated, embellished, and even more important, very relevant parts of how she made it from, quote, trailer park, where apparently she only lived a few months in a trailer, to Harvard Law School, how that happened. So filling in the gaps, it turns out that, well, basically, she married a much wealthier, older man who helped pay the bills. Anyway, here's Fox News anchor Brett Baer with an overview.
Quote, in an extensive interview last week, Davis acknowledged some chronological errors and incomplete details in what she and her aides have said about her life. Quote, my life should have been tighter, she said. I'm learning about using broader, looser language. I need to be more focused on the detail.
She needs to be more focused on details. She's a Harvard-educated lawyer. And she's just now learning the dangers and perils of, quote, loose language. Here's Charles Krauthammer.
Well, look, everybody tries to create, especially in America, tries to create a log cabin story, and this is her log cabin story. The problem, I think it was Larry Sabato who said, if you're going to create a narrative, that's perfectly okay, but make sure it's a real narrative. And she says her problem is a lack of tightness. It's an odd word. It's really a lack of truth. And there are parts of the story that aren't, that are simply either wrong, and there are parts that are left out. Look, when her ex-husband, who was apparently supporting her all through her days as an undergraduate and then through law school, and looking after the children and gets custody afterwards, when he makes the last payment for Harvard Law School and she leaves the next day, you know, what are the odds? That's a hell of a coincidence. Now, I'm not going to interpret it, but I think she has to explain it and interpret it.
And, of course, how does a liberal interpret and explain something like that? Why? By claiming she's a victim, of course. She's blaming her political opponents for trying to tarbrush her story, which she says is largely true. And they said they're trying to distract people. That's not going to work. Well, I'm not sure if what she's saying now is going to work. Here, weighing in on this, is Ann Coulter, who absolutely loves this story.
Warren claiming to have been an Indian. The central...
Oh, she's referring to... She says this is just as untrue as Elizabeth Warren claiming to be Native American. Remember, she made that claim. That turned out to be untrue. But, of course, being in Massachusetts, she got by and won the race anyway.
Focus of her life story, the hard luck story, which would be amazing if it were true, is that she was raised by a single mother, started working when she was 14 to support her struggling family. Then she became a single mother herself, lived in a trailer park, and whoa, through her pluck and determination, she ends up at Harvard Law School. Well, no, she basically came from a middle class family. Her father ran a dinner theater. That's not working class. Yeah, she got married young and had a child young and then got divorced at 21. I mean, the age between 19 and 21, I don't think makes a big difference, but I mean, that isn't a hard luck story. Through the 50s, most women, I believe, were getting married and having children before they turned 20. But the big part is the reason being a single mother, and it would be very impressive if she ended up at Harvard Law School, I will say, is that single mother...
he was granted parental custody.
The connotation is... you were supporting a family and raising your kids. She was neither supporting her family nor raising her kids. She married a sugar daddy whom she asked to meet. He supported her. He raised the kids while she went to Harvard Law School. She went to Harvard Law School, and he said in that Dallas Morning News article, oh, my gosh, it's the greatest quote I've ever seen. He says, I quote, "It's ironic. The day after I paid the last..."
No, here's what he said. "I made the last payment, and it was the next day she left."
But the crucial part there is, it's ironic. No, I think the expression you're looking for is, it's entirely predictable. And now, I mean, as the onion is unraveling, more and more is coming out. By the way, this article in the Dallas Morning...
Okay, so this is the predicament that she finds herself in. And MSNBC is rushing to her aid, and they're saying, you know, the right is pouncing on news that Wendy Davis embellished a life story. It's hard to imagine these choices generating criticism were Wendy Davis a man. Are you kidding? If a man had dumped his wife the day after she worked to put him through law school... So, you know, well, you know, you may do for now, but I've gone going on to bigger and better things. I'm done with you. If a man had dumped his wife who worked to put him through law school the day after they finished paying his law school bill, he would be finished. I mean, that's, to me, that's the big issue, not whether she... got divorced when she was 21 instead of 19. Not whether she lived in the trailer park for a few months or 6 months. Not even whether, she grew up in a working class or middle class home. What's interesting here is what it reveals about her character. That she wanted something, that she was going to get it, and I'm not going to let family, and I'm not going to let my kids get in the way. Which is what she did. He actually got custody of the kids. How often does that happen? Where the man gets custody of the children. So, how is the mainstream media covering this? CBS said, Wendy Davis tells a fuller version of her rags-to-riches story. Yeah, I guess that is one way of putting it. CNN says that her life story is more, quote, more complicated than the compelling narrative she originally presented, close quote. Do you think that that kind of dainty phraseology would be coming from a conservative who was caught making up these kinds of details or glossing over relevant details? I mean, you know, this is it. She wanted to get ahead. She was very ambitious. She's very smart. She's very ruthless. So she aims for some guy, 13 years her senior, marries him, and he raises the kids. He pays most of the bills. And as soon as she gets through college, the day after the final bill is paid, she leaves. I think that answers itself. That says everything you need to know about Wendy Davis. And the fact that she was so willing to fib, I'm using a generous word there, fib about relevant parts of her background. Did she think that this was not going to come out? That if, and the answer is yes, she did. Because they believe, no one has done this better in this country than the liberal wing of the Democratic Party. They believe you tell a lie over and over and over again, that it becomes the truth. And she had repeated these, quote, fibs over and over again to so many people so many times that she apparently thought that she wouldn't get caught. Keep in mind, the guy who wrote this story is a liberal. The Dallas Morning News writer is the same guy who wrote the book Bush's Brain, which is, you know, anti-Bush book came out during his presidency. So this piece where these details came out, it was kind of a puff piece. And they just, you know, couldn't, with a straight face, write a long piece like this without having these other details emerge. Now, here is where she's in trouble. Now that the Dallas media, mainstream media, have disclosed these details, there's other stuff here. More embellishments, more lies, more evasions, more exaggerations, more distortions. And those are now going to eventually come out, too. Now, the mainstream media are going to soft pedal those things just as they are furiously trying to pedal anything that they think will embarrass Chris Christie in New Jersey. But in Texas, this stuff is going to come out. By the way, her immediate reaction to this, again, is to say that she is a victim. And she made a truly tasteless comment saying that anyone who I guarantee you, anyone who tries to say otherwise about her background hasn't walked a day in my shoes. Really? The man she's running against, the Attorney General of Texas, Gary Abbott, is a paraplegic. So when she says that he hasn't walked a day in her shoes, that's the second time now that the Wendy Davis campaign has made a fatuous comment. It's kind of referring like to walking in my footsteps.
It's kind of like a play right out of a Joe Biden playbook there.
Yeah, really.
Something Biden would say.
Stand up, Joe.
Oh, sorry.
So you just haven't walked a day in my shoes.